I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Alejandro Pina Esclusa, a Venezuelan writer. He is in Europe commenting on the crisis in Venezuela, but now we move to the crisis in Colombia. In these last days, this is a report. Colombian President Gustavo Petro has criticized the U.S. after it added Colombia to a list of nations failing to cooperate in the drug war. The President Petro accused the U.S. of interfering in Colombian politics as the country prepares for elections next year. Alejandro, there's lots of rumor about Petro being a troubled man who may or may not have problems with chemical substances. He's made trite remarks about cocaine not being a threat, which is foolishness medically, but also politically. What is your understanding about Petro and Maduro? Do they have a working relationship? The drug cartel in Venezuela, does it match up with drug cartels in Colombia?
Yes, it does. And Petro does have a very close relation with Maduro and had a very close relation with Hugo Chavez when Chavez was alive. As a matter of fact, the first person that invited Chavez to Colombia when Chavez went there the first time was Gustavo Petro. To understand Petro, we must understand his trajectory. He was a member of the terrorist group called M19. This group, M19, was paid by Pablo Escobar, the famous kingpin, to assault the Supreme Justice building and kill some justices and to burn some of the cases of drug traffickers that were called the extraditables. That is, those drug traffickers that were requested by the United States for extradition. So the M19 was paid with drug trafficking money to do this. Even though Petro himself did not participate in this operation because he was in jail when this happened, he was part of this group. Now, he does consume drugs. This is not said by the opposition, but by his former foreign minister. He accused Petro of consuming drugs. And he received money, drug money, for his electoral campaign a couple of years ago. And this was said not by the opposition again, but this was declared by his son, Nicolas Petro. So he's a troubled man. He's a man that the first conference he did in the United Nations General Assembly, the first one, he said that cocaine was more less dangerous than whiskey and oil. And he said that cocaine should be legalized. So he's promoting drugs, the consumption of drugs, and the important thing is what has happened during his administration. Before this program, John, I sent you a couple of maps of how terrorist groups have grown to the double in Colombia during the years of Petro's administration. The different terrorist groups, FARC, ELN, and El Cartel del Golfo, and others. But also, the production of cocaine has duplicated during Petro's administration. That is why the United States decertified Colombia, saying, as a matter of fact, because it is, the document says it, the U.S. document says it, that the decertification is because of the leadership of Colombia, not because of the population and not because of the security forces and the military. Is Petro the one responsible for giving Colombia again into the hands of drug traffickers and violent people?
Maduro and Petro. If Maduro falls, does Petro fall? Are they linked that closely? We have about a minute.
Yes, I have that feeling. Also, it might happen with other people like Lula, because I'm sure they had very dark dealings, shady dealings, and drug dealings also. And this will come out as soon as Maduro falls. So the fall of Maduro might change the whole Latin American scenario. And this is why it's so important what Trump is doing in the Caribbean right now.
And Maduro writing a letter to Trump, is that a sign of strength or weakness? How is that interpreted in Venezuela? We have less than a minute.
It's weakness, and everybody knows that Trump is, as a matter of fact, Trump filtrated information to some newspaper in New York to make sure that this letter would be known to Venezuelans and to the military because it shows weakness.
Alejandro Pena Esclusa, Venezuelan writer and thinker in Europe, watching his hometown Caracas as it waits for Maduro to be detained as an alleged drug cartel lord.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.